I'm Brooke Allen. It's 8:30. The next topic we'll be discussing over the next 20 minutes may not be appropriate for some of our younger listeners. Since the weekend, Facebook and Twitter began filling up with posts using the hashtag MeToo. Thousands of women and some men have posted how they've been sexually harassed in the workplace and other situations. Others have posted about being sexually assaulted or being victims of incest. Joining us to talk about the MeToo hashtag is Dr. Christina Dejean, Associate Professor in the School of Criminal Justice at Michigan State University. Good morning.
Good morning, Brooke.
So we're going to talk about the hashtag MeToo. Were you surprised it went viral?
I was and I wasn't, because I'm aware as a researcher that sexual harassment and sexual assault is pretty common in our culture, particularly among women, also among men. Occasionally when there's a big news story like this, that tends to open the floodgates. People start to feel safe about opening up with regard to their victimization. And sharing it can be very confidence building, I suppose, that just knowing you're not alone as a victim can just lead to the floodgates opening. And suddenly everyone, well, not everyone, but many people are coming forward with their victimization experiences. And so I've been surprised at the extent of it and that it's gone viral so quickly.
So we were seeing it all over Twitter. We were seeing it all over Facebook. And I know that I was shocked that on my Facebook, I actually saw some men posting. Mm-hmm. And you had said that there were two types of sexual assault. So go ahead and explain. We've got a few minutes.
Sure.
So go ahead and explain the two types.
Sure. Well, there's sexual harassment and there's sexual assault. And it's important to kind of separate the two. Sexual harassment is something that typically happens in the workplace that can be a supervisor kind of preying on someone whom they supervise, or it can be just creating a hostile work environment, a hostile climate that can happen between any two people in the workplace. And those behaviors aren't criminal. They are illegal, according to the EEOC, that no one has to endure that kind of behavior at work, whether male or female. Sexual assault is a crime. And so that involves things like anywhere from inappropriate touching up through forcible rape. And someone like Harvey Weinstein has been accused basically of all of those behaviors. But it's important for people who are sharing and who are reading all these stories online to know that some of these behaviors are criminal and could have been reported to the police.
And most of them, it does not seem like they were.
I don't know. I'm seeing a mix on social media. I'm seeing quite a few people who are revealing that they've been victims of crimes.
And good morning. It is 8:43. We are talking about the hashtag MeToo. So this topic may not be appropriate for some of our younger listeners. Since the weekend, Facebook and Twitter began filling up with posts using the hashtag MeToo, and thousands of women, some men, have posted how they've been sexually harassed in the workplace and other situations, and others have actually posted about being sexually assaulted or being victims of incest. And with me this morning is Dr. Christina Dejean, Associate Professor in the School of Criminal Justice, and good morning again.
Good morning.
So we were saying that you were not surprised really that this hashtag had gone viral over the weekend, and reporting numbers, they're hard to really pin down.
They're very hard because so many people don't report when these things happen to them at the time. So one of the things that is interesting about this hashtag right now going viral, that I think it allows many more victims who perhaps didn't tell anyone what happened to them, it allows them to share now, and that can be very healthy for them.
So if they never shared their experience previously and you put it out there on Facebook or Twitter, then obviously somebody's going to see that now. Mm-hmm. And that could open the door for a conversation.
Absolutely. And there are also many victims who are choosing not to share at this time, so that seeing this hashtag can be very empowering for some, but can also raise negative emotions and make it difficult for others to deal with. And so it's just important that we are sensitive to all victims and their needs and not ask questions like, well, what happened to you, if they see the MeToo hashtag. Some people are just choosing to put that hashtag up and not share details. And that's fine. If that's all they're willing to share, they shouldn't be pressed to share more. So there's a sensitivity here that I've really seen online, and I hope that people recognize that.
So you're saying if you just see the hashtag Me Too on mm-hmm. someone's feed, just leave it alone and not say anything.
Or no, I think the best thing to say is, I support you. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for what happened. I support you. I'm here for you if you want to talk, but not necessarily pushing to share, because that can have the negative effect. That can really push them back, especially with regard to their healing.
And especially because we don't know the story.
Exactly. Exactly. And people need to share their stories in their own time and shouldn't feel pressure to do that.
Okay. So what about the people who do comment on those Facebook feeds or mm-hmm. Twitter and say, oh, you're just trying to get attention?
Unfortunately, that's horrible that that happens. I haven't seen any of that. But of course, my feed is very restricted to my friends and family. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there has been some backlash online. I've chosen really not to seek it out because it's depressing and doesn't help anyone's situation at all. But I think that every time victims come forward, there's always backlash. And so we've seen it too with all these powerful men who have been accused. Every time victims come forward, sometimes after 20 or 30 years, then the backlash is, well, what's your motivation? Why did you wait so long? Why didn't you report it at the time? And I think the evidence of that backlash is exactly why they don't, because they know that they're going to be called out, that their character is going to be called into question, their motivations are going to be called into question. You tend to see a lot of victim blaming. And so that's why victims don't come forward. It can be very difficult.
So you did mention reporting. How has reporting changed throughout the years?
Well, I think as our awareness of what these behaviors are has increased, we've seen higher levels of reporting. So one of the things that we always watch for in criminal justice is, just because something is being reported more doesn't necessarily mean it's happening more. As we become more aware of these kinds of behaviors and people are more likely to report, then of course the rates of reporting are increased pretty dramatically. One of the things that's very interesting to me in watching my own feed is the difference between the posts from my friends who are my age or older, who were working in the 70s and 80s, and the types of harassment that they dealt with in those days are different in a lot of ways than the types of harassment women today have to deal with, especially in the workplace. Because of increased awareness, because of federal law that protects employees, I don't think you hear the really bad stories that you used to hear. I always think of the Mad Men era.
Right.
You know, I think that happens much less than it used to because of this increased reporting and increased awareness.
So it was probably always in existence and always bad, right? But
yes.
It's just the, like you just said, the laws have gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
And people are willing to speak out a little bit more.
I think they are for both sexual harassment and sexual assault.
Okay.
I think that we're seeing higher rates of reporting. Although for sexual assault, because that's so much more serious and is a criminal act, I think we've seen college campuses struggle with how to handle that. And so there are still many barriers, I think, that we have to overcome. But it's increasingly getting better for victims. I think the spread of this hashtag indicates that it's maybe getting better a lot slowly than many of us would like.
Okay, so let's talk about the difference between sexual assault and sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm. So sexual harassment happens in the workplace, and it can happen either between a superior and someone that person oversees. And so there's this one type of sexual harassment called quid pro quo, which is essentially, you do something for me and I'll do something for you. Or if you don't do something for me, then you'll be punished in some way. So this is trading sexual favors for promotion, for example, or a supervisor telling an employee that if they don't engage in a sexual behavior, they'll be fired, they'll be demoted, something bad will happen to them. And that's typically committed by a person of power over someone who has less power. The other type of sexual harassment is hostile work environment that can happen between any two people. This is just making an uncomfortable climate at work, so telling inappropriate jokes, making comments about a coworker's physical appearance. That can happen between any two people, and that's also illegal. It can't happen in the workplace. And any behavior in that genre, I guess, should be reported,
and
because
that
it's illegal.
Between women, men and women. I mean, that can
yes.
be anybody.
Yes, and I've seen examples from men online as well who have been victims of sexual harassment, mostly hostile climate, in the quid pro quo arrangement, most of those offenders tend to be men because they tend to hold more power in that situation. But all of those behaviors can definitely reported, and I would recommend that people who are curious look at the EEOC.gov webpage that lists a host of behaviors and things that they can do to help themselves. Sexual assault is very different because it's a criminal act. So we're talking here again about inappropriate touching, molestation, all the way up through forcible rape. And those things are behaviors where the police can be called in.
Okay, so criminal act versus hostile work environment or sexual assault, mm-hmm. or and the proverbial casting couch, so to speak.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We were talking about the hashtag MeToo, and I did ask you, did I not? Did you post that?
You didn't yet, but no, I've chosen not to, but I do unfortunately have experience with sexual harassment and sexual assault. And again, it's unfortunate to see how many women have. As a researcher, my initial thought was just to sit back and watch and observe and see. And I think that I probably will share some aspects of my story at some point. I think I'm getting ready.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.